Welcome. My name is Melissa Goodwin. I am a Prajna Yoga teacher teaching at the Yoga Sanctuary in Punta Gorda, Florida. The theme of today's meditation is using the sensory practice to come inside. So please take a comfortable seat, perhaps on a chair, or perhaps on a few blankets or a cushion. You might sit with your back elevated against the wall. Take a moment to settle in, and then we'll begin. As you take your seat, just make sure that your pelvis is nicely centered and your spine is upright. And then you're not feeling any strain in your back or your neck. Relax your gaze, soften it, perhaps even closing your eyes or leaving them just slightly open. And bring your awareness to your breath, simply feeling your breath as it moves in and moves out. The seed for our meditation today comes from chapter 13, verses 13 through 15 of the Bhagavad Gita. As I share this reading, try not to cling to the words or try to analyze their meaning too much, but rather see if you can just let the words wash over you and through you like a warm, gentle rain. Shining by the light of the senses, yet freed from all the senses, unattached yet maintaining all, freed from qualities yet experiencing qualities, outside and inside beings, those that are moving and those that are still, because of its subtlety, this is not to be comprehended. It is far away and also near. Feel the weight of your bones settling. Feel your sit bones connect to your support, to your cushion or your chair. Your leg bones heavy. Release and relax your jaw and soften your tongue into the bottom of your mouth. Soften the skin of your face and your eyes. Bring a lift and a lightness to your spine. Draw your shoulders open, but release them down away from your ears. And let your head be balanced lightly, centered above the shoulders, front to back, side to side. Base of the skull lifting, crown of the head light and lifted toward the sky. In our practice of the eight limbs of yoga, pratyahara is often described as withdrawal of the senses which we sometimes might interpret as meaning that we should try to block off any sensations, sounds, smells, tastes, sights. But today I invite you to explore this idea a little differently, and to explore it and experience it as allowing awareness of the senses by simply noticing what you notice without judgment or analysis, without attachment or clinging, or conversely, without resistance or aversion. Feel the rise and expansion of your chest as you breathe in, and the gentle contraction and falling sensation of the chest as you breathe out. Notice how your belly softly expands with your inhalation and contracts with your exhalation. You might even rest a palm or both your palms on your belly, so you can feel that from both the inside as you feel the breath swell in around the organs, and also from the outside as the hands witness and feel this movement. Feeling from both the inside and the outside. Begin to tune into other subtler sensations. Perhaps right at the opening of the nostrils, the tickle of air as it first draws in, or the movement of the air up the nasal passage and then down the windpipe. And then perhaps observing the sensation of each following the inhalation from that first tickle, the drawing in, the delivery of the air into the lungs, begin to allow yourself to sense other physical sensations, perhaps the movement of air over your skin, the feeling of the cloth of your clothing under your palms, even the tiny movements of your eyes. Free from qualities, yet experiencing qualities inside and outside. What sensations do you notice? Can you allow for these sensations to come and go, to present themselves and then move on without attaching them to them or wishing them away? Where you sit today, what sounds are there? without seeking them out? Can you allow for sounds near or far to make their way into your awareness? Some you might deem pleasant and others you might deem unpleasant, but can you allow for both? Knowing that they will begin and then they will also end, they will move on. What images flash on the movie screen on the back of your eyelids? Your eyes might be closed, but what do you see when you close your eyes? There might be colors or shapes. They might flash through or they might linger. There might be movement, there might be stillness. Are there smells, aromas that float through, or tastes that linger? Perhaps from something that you ate earlier or drank earlier, or even a spontaneous memory of a smell or a taste that presents itself like a buttery croissant eaten at an outdoor cafe. Shining by the light of the senses, yet freed from all the senses, unattached yet maintaining all. Let the sound of the bell draw you back so that you are hovering just behind your eyelids, as though you were standing behind a closed door with your hand on the knob. You know what's on the other side, but you have yet to step through. Linger here for just a moment, reflecting on this short journey today through the sensory practice. You're now joining your palms together at heart center. Lift your heart and gently bow your head. Namaste.